My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There is one guy in New York that has covered all of these teams for a long time, and that's not to say he's old because I'm right behind him, but it's more as a compliment, and he is a Boomer and Geo fave to the point where we find him to be the most respectful reporter, as I'm sure you do too, Willie, in New York. So I figured, why the hell not call him for 10 minutes to get his take on some of this stuff, and that is our guy Bruce Beck, lead sports anchor NBC4 New York. Bruce, it's Jerry and Willie Colon. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Jerry and Willie, how are you this morning?
How you doing, Bruce?
We're doing. Turn your mic on. You've been in radio a long time.
I'm just touching the buttons of issue for me.
We're doing all right. So you're what? You're traveling to the U.S. Open right now for a long day of coverage, I imagine?
Yeah, covering the U.S. Open, one of the great events in New York sports for so many years. And it's a tradition during Labor Day. You get this two-week fortnight, which is unbelievable energy. You get young players. You get great stuff on the outer courts. And you've got the New York City vibe. So I love covering that event.
You know, it's funny you say that, because last year my wife and I brought her mom to the U.S. Open because I had never gone. She's a big tennis fan. And I will tell you, we had a blast. We were there for, 8-9 hours or so. And what I enjoyed most, and you just jarred a thought when you said it, were the outer courts and being able to watch the matches from so close. And you got to hear the players talking to themselves, to their coaches, looking into the crowd. It really is. I know it's well attended, and it's crazily attended. But for someone that's been in New York sports as long as I have been, for that to be my first time and to be as impressed as I was, it really was awesome.
Yeah, Jared, you got to get out of the studio more.
Yeah.
I mean, a million fans will get on the grounds this week. I remember seeing Gabriella Sabatini as a 14-year-old playing junior tennis on the outer courts. And I said to my wife, I think she's going to be a star someday. And she said, I love her. And you never know that a player is going to blossom into a top 10 player or maybe a major champion. So it's great to see the grassroots of tennis out there on the grounds of Flushing Meadows.
And there have been so many, and then we'll move on from the tennis in a minute because we got a bunch to ask you about with these other teams. Would you say, because there's been so many great matches, obviously, the one, when I think of the U.S. Open, and we brought it up yesterday on the show, that I will never forget watching was Connors Krikstein, the five-setter that went till 1 o'clock in the morning. It took almost 5 hours. That one was phenomenal.
Connors was New York. He got the crowd going. He would play to the cameras that year in New York when he made a magical run. There's something about the way that New York embraces Connors. They love They love players that give it them all, that, you know, wear it on their sleeve. And you're right, that was a magical year as far as great matches over the years. We've seen many, but that run by Connors is right up there.
Yep.
Bruce, it's football time, and it's our favorite time. I love the Jets. You know about my Jets history. Robert Saleh was on the mic yesterday and said he vowed not to make the mistakes he made last year. You've been cut. This is going into his fourth season. How has Robert Saleh grown in the position, and what does he need to do to make sure he doesn't fall into some of the pit holes he did last year?
First of all, Jerry, you got to know that I covered Willie Colon at Cardinal Hayes High School and Hofstra University.
Wow!
So Willie and I go way back. I've covered all of his charity events over the years in the Bronx, and you know this man gives back to the community like nobody else, and he is the best. I think Willie that Robert Saleh's growth is directly tied to Aaron Rodgers' health. I mean, when you look at him, you can only evaluate him based on the fact that he's going to have a healthy Rodgers this year, and this is really a make-or-break year for him. It's a make-or-break year for the franchise. I believe that they are going to the playoffs. I believe they can make a deep run in the playoffs. It's all about Rodgers, though, and even if he's the 10th best quarterback in the league, that's fine. This team is equipped to go. Breece Hall is great. You know, Garrett Wilson is an amazing receiver. And that defense with Quincy Williams, Jermaine Johnson, C.J. Mosley, Sauce, of course, and D.J. Reed is so underrated. I think that team is good enough to go as long as Aaron stays healthy and as long as he doesn't try to do too much. He is the ringleader, but at the same time, he doesn't have to do everything. And I think Saleh and the team, you know, they're equipped to have a great season, but we know what's happened in the past, Willie. And they are the franchise with the longest drought in major professional sports. When you talk about North America, let's hope that ends this year.
Bruce Beck with us, lead sports anchor, NBC Sports New York, and of course, NBC4 New York, and a big boomer in Geo Fabe. So here's my question, and this is actually off the Jets, because when you were just talking about covering Willie, when, like, your day, I feel you're in the car already going to the U.S. Open. When is your off time? Because here's what fascinates me about you and us, and we talk about it on the show all the time. It seems like you're in every locker room every day talking to every team. Where do you find the time to do all of this?
I don't know. I just grind and I just believe you get better stories, you build better relationships if you're in the field. Hey, can you come on my show? You've got to get somebody's number. You've got to build the trust. You've got to be in front of them. So it takes a little bit of effort, but I love that aspect. And I enjoy the relationships with all the players, the coaches, the sports information directors, the PR guys, the general managers, the owners. And the only way to do that is to be not in their faces, but out there in front of them. So, I don't know, Jared, it's a long day, but who cares? I mean, how many people would want to do this? So you can't get caught up in your own self. It's not about me. It's about the New York scene, which is amazing. 9 professional sports teams, all the major college teams in the Big East, the Big Ten, and all the other conferences. It's what drives you. And I think I'm very fortunate to be working in a market like this, which is absolutely amazing.
Giants are up. Daniel Jones, me and Jerry was talking about it, man. We talk about health. A lot has to do with him. What's the feeling on him going into the season? And is the leash short when it comes to Daniel Jones?
I don't think the leash is short. I think they're all in on Jones for this year, and they'll go as far as he can take them. I think he's healthy. He made a couple of mistakes in that one preseason game, threw a pick six that he shouldn't have thrown as a rookie. But you know, the Giants are saying Daniel Jones is healthy. We've got Malik Nabers, an unbelievable prospect here, a number one receiver, finally giving him a chance. I think that the defense is solid. Okereke, Burns, Dexter Lawrence, Thibodeau. The secondary a little bit questionable at this point, but I think it's up to Daniel Jones, and it's not going to be easy. And a lot of pressure is on Brian Daboll and Joe Shane in year 3 of their regime. Year 1, they overachieved. Year 2, it's kind of what we expected. This is year three, and Jones has to be good for the Giants to have a chance to be a 500 team, whereas with Rodgers and the Jets, he just has to be solid. Jones has to be really good, great, and I just don't know if that'll happen, but they're going to give him every chance to do that. The offensive line is a little banged up now, but it's better, Willie. And, Willie, doesn't it all come down to the trenches? The Joe Douglas improved the Jets in the trenches. The Giants improved in the trenches. We know now that the offensive linemen are the key to a football team. How does that make you feel?
That's what I've been saying all along. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
But, you know, it's also, Bruce, it's the one thing that drives me crazy about the salary structure, too, in the NFL, because I know the quarterback is the most important position on the field, but I also know that the quarterback can't do a damn thing if he's being harassed and being chased and, you know, if the guys up front aren't doing their work for him. You know, I don't know what the answer is, but to me, paying quarterbacks $50 and $60 million a year when you don't have enough money to spread it out, you know, collectively throughout the rest of the team is also problematic. And I don't know how that ever changes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I think your point is well taken, Jerry, and there is enough money with the way the cap is set up these days that the quarterback can still get the $40 to $75 million, and you can still build a team, but you have to draft well because those guys are so important in relation to the cap. If you don't draft well in the middle rounds and you don't get that offensive lineman from Idaho somewhere down the line, you're not going to be a football team that's going to sustain. And when you think about the Giants and the Glory Years and O'Hara and Snee and McKenzie and Deal, those guys were the key to the offense. They really were. And the Giants had that for those two Super Bowl runs. But I think that these general managers today know that the trenches, especially the offensive line, is so vital. But they have to figure out a way to navigate the cap and to handle the draft and free agency to equip these quarterbacks with you know, some solid play on the line.
Yeah, and that's what's frustrating, too, when you talk about the Giants just from two standpoints. Like, the Giants, I think, historically have done fairly well drafting. They know they have a mold in which they look like. They know what makes a Giant and what a Giant looks like. Jets have been pretty much up and down in that regard. Nevertheless, when you're talking about today's football, if an organization doesn't know their guy when they go into the draft process, now you're just pepping it around. Now you're kind of picking guys off potential, saying, no, from a character standpoint, from a football standpoint, that's our guy. We're going to get our guy. When you don't have that, this is why the Patriots and Steelers, the teams, the Niners, teams who win consistently, they know what they look at when they find their guy. We have to get to a point, or bad organizations have to get to a point. I think Detroit's getting there now. It doesn't matter what the accolades look like. do from a characteristic and football standpoint, that's what we want in the building.
No doubt. All right, Bruce, one more from me before I hit you up with three real hard-hitting questions. Wink, wink. Your quick take on the New York baseball scene with the Yankees and Mets, obviously. The Yankees are going to go to the playoffs. We know that, and where the Mets are right now.
I think the Yankees can win it all. I think they can lose. All depends on their hitting, not their pitching. It's been that way in the playoffs for the last 5, 6, 7 years. If they don't hit in the playoffs, then they're not going to win. And look, they've got two amazing players. Aaron Judge having a season for the ages. Juan Soto is unconscious, but who is going to help those guys in the postseason? Torres, well, Stanton and Volpe are okay, but like Verdugo's struggling. LeMahieu hasn't been able to hit at all. Can they do that in the postseason? I think that is really the key for the Yankees, because you know Judge is going to perform and you know Soto's going to perform. As far as the Mets are concerned, I don't know. I'm starting to worry about them. They're four back. They went into this tough stretch of Baltimore, San Diego, and Arizona with 10 games. I felt that they went 5-5 or 6-4, they'd be right there. But unfortunately, they're 5-4 with one game left. San Diego doesn't lose. They've won 26 of 35. Arizona doesn't lose. They've won 25 of 32. And now the Braves have won 3 in a row, and I think they have better personnel. So the Mets made a little bit of a run, but 4 back in the wild card now with a game today. I just don't know if they're going to get there. And then this summer is going to be the big story about Juan Soto, how hard Steve Cohen goes after him, how hard Hal Steinbrenner works on trying to keep them there. That's going to be one of the most compelling stories this fall that we've ever seen in free agency, to see the two New York teams going head-to-head. It's going to be something to watch.
All right, last thing for me. Bruce Beck, lead sports anchor, NBC4 New York with us. You're going to answer these questions honestly now, all right? You're going to settle some stuff between me and Willie.
Is this Rutgers basketball? Are we talking Dylan Harper and East Bailey?
I'm good. Before we go, I'm going to ask you about the whole scenario now at Rutgers. Clearly, they start tonight with the football, and then, yeah, with the basketball, it's going to be awesome. We'll do that right on the back end here. But I want to get this in first. Number one,
all right.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Okay, that's fine. 0-1. 5-speed or automatic transmission?
Automatic, but I love a 5-speed. And as a kid, I had the 5-speed and learned it well on the Toyota Corolla.
I'll take it. That's good. That's a win for me.
He said automatic first.
But he said he loves the 5-speed.
Yeah.
So half and half. Half and half.
Okay.
Here's the deciding one. Is it a yuck? Or you know what? I kind of like that. Milk with pizza.
No way.
That's my guy, no. Bruce.
Damn it.
All right. That's my guy.
I was Diet Coke and Diet Dr. Pepper for years. Now I'm club soda, unfortunately, because I made the transition to get the sugar out of all the diet.
Good for you.
Good for you.
I can't do the milk. No.
Damn. I was banking on you for to help me out
the
with that
six
one.
The six grandkids, maybe I give them some milk.
Fair enough. Not me. Well, I guess I'm a grandkid then. All right, last one. Rutgers football starts tonight. The basketball. Can you think of a time with as much anticipation for both programs at the same time as we have right now?
No, I cannot. I think that Rutgers football during the Ray Rice, Brian Leonard era, Mike Teal, that was special. Pandemonium in Piscataway. But this Rutgers football team has a good chance, the best depth, the best roster Greg Schiano's ever put together, and the Rutgers basketball team with Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey and this kid Lathan Somerville and Dorch and Grant. I think this is the most exciting time, but you got to get it through. You know, you got to take advantage of these fleeting moments, because you never know what's going to happen later, Jerry. You've got to go for it now.
No, there's no question about it. And I'm looking forward to all of it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun this season, the fall into the winter. And hell, soccer is good. Baseball program's in great shape. Like they are. And wrestling doing a lot of great things there. Bruce, we really
appreciate it. Rutgers Hoops on the Fan. Rutgers Hoops on the Fan.
Now you're well informed. That's right. We made that announcement on Monday. Was it Monday or Tuesday? Tuesday with Steve and Dylan came in. So looking forward to that. It's going to be kind of cool for me to have that here on the radio station after, you know, 710 for a couple of years, then 880, which was neat. But this is awesome. So
you do a great job, Jared. Good luck with that.
I very much appreciate it. And I appreciate you coming on. Bruce Beck, thanks so much.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.